Cell phone cameras became the bane of Mayor Bob Ryan's existence after scenes of his behavior at taverns were posted on YouTube. The mayor was taped saying lewd things about a relative. In another instance from this summer, he was seen passed out. The images made the rounds on local newscasts.
To talk about the mayor. Bartenders say he went on a drinking binge over the weekend.
Ryan says he is an alcoholic and is not drinking. The incidents eventually led to a successful petition drive seeking his recall. All the attention is unwelcome to many people who live in Sheboygan. Rick Dodgson is a history professor at Sheboygan's Lakeland College. He hosted last week's candidate forum.
People were dissatisfied with the mayor's behavior. He got caught and recorded in a bar saying salacious material, and that was released online and became subject for national debate.
Besides the tavern tapes, a former city employee accused Ryan of sexual harassment. The city settled that suit. Dodgson says all the media attention has blackened the eyes of the city, a place he says is actually very nice. Seven people are on tomorrow's ballot opposing the mayor. Some have political experience, economic development backgrounds. Others are novices. The mayor and six of his challengers met at a forum hosted by Lakeland College and by the Sheboygan Press, which posted the audio on its website. Gene Kittleson has served on Sheboygan City Council since 2004.
I'd like to walk up and down 8th Street and talk to telephone business owners, talk to, as well as talk to many other business owners in the city.
Economic development took center stage at the forum. The candidates did not directly address the mayor's behavior. A big issue was that of a proposed casino for Sheboygan. Eric Neve is a musician who says he got his first haircut in 25 years in order to run. He says the city should be more open about alleged plans for it. Casino.
The phone lines of the city clerk's office were flooded with calls opposing this proposed casino that may or may not or may or maybe not be implanted. Stages at some city level. We don't really.
Even Ryan went back and forth over the issue. Ryan says the sky is not falling in Sheboygan and that a casino would be put to a citywide binding referendum before going forward. If it was built, Ryan says a casino would be a $120 to $150 million development.
We would be looking at, to the bottom line of the city, somewhere between $3 and $4 million a year, or an increase of 10 to 15% of our budget right now.
Another of Ryan's opponents is Randy Schwarr. He's the manager of the city's Harbor Center Business Improvement District.
I am not concerned about the future of Sheboygan. I am scared.
Schwarr says the city's government is in an appalling situation in terms of planning.
Our planning is smoke and mirrors. It is not factual. We need to move forward on bringing business here.
Candidates seem to think that Sheboygan has the opportunity to attract businesses, especially along its lakefront. Roberta Filicki-Pineski is a retired financial advisor. She says the South Pier District needs to be revitalized.
What we see here now, in the shadows of this recession, and with the need to create new jobs, will set the tone for the continued life of this city. For decades to come.
Mark Herman says the city needs a mixture of businesses that will appeal to all ages. Herman is a restaurant worker who is hearing impaired. He says Sheboygan needs to remember blue-collar jobs.
I would like to see some baggies down there.
Lastly, a one-time Democratic state lawmaker is in the running. Terry Van Akron says economic development is important, but he says Sheboygan pays the county's Economic Development Corporation to promote the city. As mayor, he says he'll focus on the budget.
Do we want to repair and maintain our streets? How much do we want to fund the library, city transit? Parks?
One candidate, 18-year-old Asher Heimerman, was not at the forum. If one of the candidates gets more than 50% of tomorrow's vote, he or she will become mayor. If not, voters will return in February to pick from the top two vote-getters. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.